What's good? Simbapo Mushle Muriye Simbapo Zaga So Mushle Lingali Chonan Jani Zulugandaba Kwazwai Muriye Simbapo. Welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. We're coming to you from my apartment in Maryland, Washington, D.C. on Tuesday, the 22nd of December, 2020. Muriye Zimbabwe, Mtagazo Moshe. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Now, first order of business, Mtagazo Moshe, Zimbabwe Moshe. Unfortunately, as usual, as it's important for me to announce, this program is a pre-recorded program. Unfortunately, as I mentioned earlier on, we're working from my house due to umkhuhlane we COVID-19, due to coronavirus. I have to work from home. Nonetheless, it's don't get like so. But what this means is you cannot call in live as per usual. However, we can still communicate. What you can do is when this program goes live on our three Facebook pages, you can share it to your networks. And of course, you can write your comments in the comment section and we will see your feedback. You can also send us your feedback on WhatsApp on our number, +1202 0318. Seeing as though it's the festive season, Muriye Zimbabwe, and of course, today is another special day just for me personally, and for me and you, Muriye Zimbabwe. Today we celebrate my third anniversary as the host of The Connection. We've been together for 3 years, Muriye Zimbabwe, nothing that went out to Iowa. It's very important. Today I figured, you know what? It's the festive season. We're celebrating our third anniversary together. Let us entertain you, Muriye Zimbabwe. Today, we look to entertain you. We're going to be conversing with some of your favorite artists that brought joy to your lives, joy to your houses, joy to your heart under the lockdown period. So these are some of the people that have been giving us hits over the years. We look forward to hearing from them. But we're also going to be giving you, Muriye Zimbabwe, our loyal listeners, Mtagazo Moshe, ithuba, a chance for you to greet your families and your loved ones, sending them your Christmas greetings. So that's what we're going to be doing last Pachirongwa Cheruchewe Chidiki. But first up, umkhuhlane we COVID-19, it's always important for us to figure out and highlight what's happening in the country COVID-19 related, seeing as though that's the global pandemic responsible for taking millions of lives, and this is still happening as we speak. So let me update you on what's happening in Zimbabwe. Muriye Zimbabwe, as we speak, in the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health, 12,422 COVID-19 cases were confirmed in Zimbabwe, over 10,112 recoveries, and 322 deaths. I repeat, 12,422 COVID cases that have been confirmed, over 10,112 recoveries, and 322 deaths. Now, as of last night, Muriye Zimbabwe, 1,205 PCR tests were conducted, 97 new cases were detected, 88 recoveries, and 2 new deaths, both from Bulawayo Gondu to Zatunga. Zimbabwe currently has 1,988 active COVID-19 cases. Bulawayo and Harare are still the most infected areas in the country, with Bulawayo sitting on 3,118 cumulative cases and Harare on 3,782 cumulative cases. Bulawayo has the highest active cases in the country, 498 active cases as we speak. Harare is second with 485 active cases, and Matabeleland South, Met South, is in third with 308 COVID cases. As for the deaths, Harare is still the highest with 143 deaths and due to COVID-19, and Bulawayo currently sitting on 89. For those watching the stream on our three Facebook pages, VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Shona, you can see the feed, you can see the information on our screens. For those watching it on our website, the same is available. Muriye Zimbabwe, so just to hear what the medical experts are saying in Zimbabwe about umkhuhlane COVID-19, about chirwere che coronavirus, we reached out to some of them. Let's hear from Blessing Mbande, a medical practitioner based in Ubuntu Chizatunga in Bulawayo, who gives her thoughts on the spreading of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Esesikubonile so far ngomkhuhlane we-corona is umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ukhona akusimanga ukuthi ngumkhuhlane ocatshangelwayo kumbe umkhuhlane osebenza ukwethuselwa abantu. Abantu bayabuya esibhedlela batestwe kumbe behambe ema-labs batestwe babanjwe. Abanye bengabanjwa ukuthi balawo umkhuhlane wona lowo bayabaleka ukuthi bangakwarantayini. Bese bebaleke kobulawayo begadiwe abanye ngabagade umalayitsha bephume beye kwamanye amazwe because bayabesala ukungena ku-isolation or ku-quarantine. Abantu bayafa, liqiniso elikhona, umkhuhlane we-corona bayafa abantu ngawo. Bakhona abanye njalo abawusilayo kiwo, kodwa iningi labo liyafa and abanye bafa beleke bekudenial ukuthi balo mkhuhlane we-corona. Abanye benza kuze kube ngathi benza ngabomo ngoba bafuna ukugqoka amamaski, abafuni ukusocial distancer, abanye abafuni ukuphysical distancer vele ngoba bafuna ukuhlala endaweni eziminyeneyo, bekhipha amamaski, besondelelane, bekhulume bekhavulelana amathe, bengelandaba calaceleni nje ukuthi umkhuhlane lowo ngumkhuhlane obulalayo ongatshiya isizwe singelabantu sebefile. Abantu basayenza imicimbi, kuhanjwe nje emcimbini sigide, hawu kube mnandi kungabi indaba zalutho. Abanye abanathayo bayahamba emabhawa betshintshanisane ngezikali zotshwala, kungabi indaba zalutho nje, vele kube ngani ngumkhuhlane ongekhoyo. Kodwa umkhuhlane ukhona, siyananzelela ivini ezimfeni. Abantu bayahlala ezimfeni lanxa becetshisa ukuba nabangabuthani endaweni eyodwa, kodwa abantu bayabuthana bengavele befike endaweni eyodwa sebekhohlwa ngamamaski ngoba sebefike emfeni bayakhipha bejikelele. Baqalise kwamamaski ngenxa sebefike emangcwabeni sokuthi gqoka nyini amamaski, but abantu bayafa sibili ngomkhuhlane we-COVID-19.
Right, Mudia Zimbabwe, you're here and there from a Blessing Mbande, a medical practitioner based in Rwantuchuzea, Tunga, Wobulawayo. Now, two things I'd like to highlight about what Blessing just said and what she just orchestrated. Into your colors, number one, Blessing was wearing her mask accordingly in the right way. You close your mouth and you close your nose. I wish I had my mask around me, I would show you. But that's the correct way of wearing a mask. A lot of people, when they say wear masks, people are wearing their masks, but you'll see it around their necks and so forth. That is not the correct way of wearing it. You're supposed to close your mouth and your nose to ensure. If you cough, if you sneeze, or if someone around you coughs or sneezes, the COVID-19 virus has not come onto you. But another thing she highlights is what's happening in Zimbabwe, whereby some people, when they find out that they have contracted COVID-19, they're running away from these places so that they don't go into quarantine centers. And this is another thing that she mentions is leading to the spread of the COVID-19 virus. So that's what's happening in Zimbabwe, Mudia Zimbabwe. But now, there's a vaccine. So some good news. Over the past 2 weeks in England and in the United States of America, abantu sebeqalile ukuhlolwa, vanhu vathanda kutestwa, vanhu vathanda kupiwa oka vaccine yechirwere ichiche COVID-19. Now, this vaccine has been met with skepticism by a lot of people across the globe, in Zimbabwe included, because, of course, it's still a new vaccine, and so people still don't know what it does. They don't know the effects of it and so forth. Very few people, if you look at the global scale of how many people there are in the world, have received the vaccine to date. Nonetheless, frontline workers and, of course, at-risk people have started receiving the vaccine in the United States of America and in England. We reached out to one of them who recently received the vaccine, Dr. Mchachuta, who is a Zimbabwean medical expert based in New York. Let's hear from Dr. Mchachuta to hear what her experience was. Dr. Mananisa Mchachuta talks about what her experience was receiving the COVID-19 pandemic. Let's take a look at a clip that she sent.
Just got my coronavirus vaccine. As you can tell from this very beautiful I got vaccinated sticker, I got the Pfizer vaccine at my job today. I feel extremely privileged and a strong sense of relief that this vaccine is finally here. I know there are a lot of people that felt or are still feeling a bit of trepidation around getting this vaccine. But I'll tell you that I feel relief. COVID has been scary. What we've seen in the hospitals was scary. And this decision was an easy decision for me because after they proved to me that the side effect profile and 95% benefit for this vaccine, there was no choice for me but to take it, and I'm extremely happy and extremely grateful to have gotten it. I feel good. I am one of those doctors that's afraid of needles, so there was a little bit of drama with just getting the needle in my arm, but like I said, if I could get it in my eye, I would have, because this was a no-brainer. I'm happy to talk to anybody that's still worried. Text me, call me, email me, and we'll talk more. I feel good. Talk to you soon. Christmas came early, you guys. I'm just overwhelmed with happiness and relief.
Dr. Mona Lisa Muchatuta, shout out to her, highlighting what's happening with the COVID-19 vaccine. She has received it, and she breaks down what the procedure was behind it. We have Kutsaza Bantu. She says, guys, COVID-19 is real. COVID-19 is real. So you heard it there from yourself, folks. Dr. Mona Lisa Muchatuta, based in New York. Zimbabwe, it's now Christmas time. Medical experts are urging all Zimbabweans to take the necessary precautions to ensure that they are safe from contracting COVID-19. So once again, wear your masks accordingly, practice social distancing, wash your hands regularly, and so forth. What are your thoughts, Maria Zimbabwe? Send us a text on WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318.
Chipanda Poe Kamangma Wiza, I'm a Kwaito artist, aka Mr. Columnist Tuanga Veneki. Guys, COVID-19, Ababiza and Corona in the corner. Pambili and social distancing, as Kazani Zanja always stay safe, stay home. Last number.
Easy, Majid, easy.
Shout out to Vulaya against COVID-19. Shout out to Mawiza, Mr. Mkulumist here on Evelecula. Last number, Chipan Bafo. Thank you for that message, Liamuza. Uti easy, Majita, easy. Uti practice a social distancing. Uti COVID-19 is real. Now, Muriel Zimbabwe, as I mentioned earlier on, today we celebrate our third anniversary together. We look to entertain you all, Muriel Zimbabwe. I mentioned that today on the Connection, we're going to be speaking to some of the people that entertained you under the COVID-19 lockdown. Some of these people have been bringing us joy to our hearts, joy to our lives, joy to our homesteads over the past couple of years. The first person we reached out to is Titan. Now, for those that are listening, Titan is a musician who put out tons and tons of hits. I remember stumbling across Ingomega Titan Mokoko in 2016 with Amara Brown. Since then, I've been addicted to his music. Since then, everything he's touched has turned into gold. So we reached out to Titan. Titan recently performed at an online event, Chabuluka by UK, this year. So we reached out to him to hear what 2020 has been like for him as an artist. And of course, what was his experience under the COVID-19 pandemic? Let's hear more from Titan.
In a year like this, that's when I've achieved the most in my life. And it got me to a point where even mentally my mind has been stable. I've worked a lot on my mental health as well. I'm very, very careful about what my mind consumes.
What has Titan been up to in 2020?
I moved into a new house, you know. Well, of course, bought a new car. I moved further in my education. My qualifications went higher because I've been doing some cybersecurity. So I've been pushing towards that end because I've always been in networking as an IT person. Mm-hmm. So it's been really good on that front. Then also I went on to pursue fiber optics, and I'm happy to say I'm licensing to actually set that up, you know. Yeah. And I've been getting a lot of work in line with those things quietly. We have a creative group called Zim Inspired. Mm-hmm. So we've got this massive studio in Walsall, in the West Midlands. Mm-hmm. It's just next to Birmingham, for those who don't know. Mm-hmm. So that's a new office that's there, and that has been doing well. I've been doing work in healthcare as well. I've started pushing projects back home. Sierra Leone at the moment, sweet potato,
how did you adapt to this COVID-19 pandemic?
I think my personal pandemic came in earlier. My lockdown came in way earlier than, you know, the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. So I was lucky to have already started working on things that don't require me moving much, mm-hmm. me having to meet people, mm-hmm. Literally focusing on things that work for me. Music-wise, I'd been recording, but I have been shelving certain things, certain projects that were there. I've been working on projects in the background as well, a number of them that are really great. Mm-hmm. But also at the same time, the reason I even do music is so that I can interact with people. Mm-hmm. I love performing. Mm-hmm. And it would be hard for me to make music if I can't go out there and perform it. Mm-hmm. And I want it to be worthwhile. Mm-hmm. So as much as I can make money off streaming, it's not my main cash stream.
Right. You know?
So I ruled it out as an option. So I decided to, when it comes to music, I decided to focus on my craft, mm-hmm. and make it better. Mm-hmm. Make sure when it comes out, it's something worth, you know, talking about.
So a lot of artists have adapted, right? So people are now still doing the online shows and so forth. I saw you also did the Chapondo Kapa UK online.
Yeah, you know what? It was about time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because when I started a couple of years back, I used to do everything online.
Right.
I'll do the last EP, the Titan EP, was done online. Like, literally, and people were part of the process. They could watch us make the music from scratch, from the first key that get hit, and they're like, they see the creative process and whatever. And we would perform the music in our own lounge.
Right.
Because that's the direction we're moving anyway, regardless of what was happening this year. Mm-hmm. Regardless of the pandemic, that's the direction we're moving. Mm-hmm. Everything is going to be paperless. Everything's just going to be digital.
You just highlighted also when Chando Bona Band Pambwa. But now when you're performing online, just on like a screen, Abantu before Salama likes, Salama loves, and whatnot.
Yes, it's something we just have to settle for. Mm-hmm. I'm just hoping for a situation where we can start performing in front of people, mm-hmm. but at the same time, also being in control of our narrative, mm-hmm. what we broadcast.
Uhlelo D Connection lami Mike Hobe Maria Zimbabwe. If you're tuned in right now, you're tuned in to Live Talk D Connection with your boy, Mike Hobe. Joining us, Pano Pachirongwa Chelucheve Chitiki, is Titan, a well-known Zimbabwean musician who's given us countless hits, amongst them Mokoko, and the latest one featuring Sunny Makanema Maria Zimbabwe. Now, welcome to the same discussion of a COVID-19, musicians and online shows. Titan was amongst the artists who had who performed at an online show this year. I believe around June, July, Chapondo Kapa, UK. Let's head over to a snippet of Titan's performance, and when we come back, we hear more from Titan. Titan, there's not a lot that's come out. I do love the song with Sunny Makalima. That was really dope. I love the concept of the video. It was very unique. I love the fact that you guys adapted. There's that. Could you tell us a little more about that? What's going on?
Well, that project, I wish Tanya was on here. I was always screaming in his ear. Like, hey, fuga kona for that project. Because he wasn't keen on releasing music, guys.
Mm.
And I was like, do you know how many people started doing music because of you? This song, we did it year 2018.
What?
Okay. Yeah. So it was shelved. And I was like, but this is such a dope song. We can't let it chill. I couldn't have been fazed for anything. If you notice, that's the only release I made this year.
Right.
Right? Because, you know, I didn't care about releases. But that song, I was like, yo, let's release it. Let's get everyone involved. Let's put together these videos, you know, and release it. Let's have everyone involved in this project, because mm-hmm. that's what it is. And lucky enough, my team managed to, you know, to edit that. That was Cosmo from Zim Inspired, mm-hmm. and you know, and it was out. But I think it was that kind of song that was able to show either me or him, which there's a pulse out there.
Uhlelo the connection lami uMike Hobe muri eZimbabwe kana makatirira chongwa chedu cheve chidiki chirongwa the connection chichiri pano chikuendera mberi nehurukuro yedu nemuimbi ane mukurumbira Titan. Chichiendera mberi nechirongwa muri eZimbabwe, let's head over to a snippet of Nziyo yakabva kuburitswa na Titan na Sunny Makalima, and they love you more.
I just wanna love you more. You got me singing Hosanna. Never thought that I'd be the one you would see. Not somewhere like Omana. Cause they thought, you know, sure, you come to the rescue. Be my sweet Moshana. I'll never ever leave you. But I rub your heart, baby. Yes, I'm Tasana.
Let's just quickly wrap this up. We've seen Abanda running and Bella Bio Chan the Titan. Gulumyaga, Abanda Babe Khan.
Sure.
I'm not sure. So what did you say again? Gulumyaga, Abanda Babe Khan, this is the Titan. We need new music, new music.
Hey,
hey. 2021 is the figure. Abanda Babe Khan, Titan, what is he going to give them?
I'll tighten the ingoma zakhe ziyaphuma end of January. Yabula ingoma entsha, yabula ama video amatsha. Into engiyisebenzelayo khathesi ngiyokukhipha i-album. I-album izaphuma latest end of March.
I like one thing about you, and I'll tighten ukuthi uyahlabela ngendlela ezijiyeneyo. Zimbabwe is a country with different tribes, different cultures, and you are a personification of that. Umuntu oshabela ngesiShona, oshabela ngesiNdebele, someone who sings in English. Why do you do that as an artist? Not a lot of artists do that, actually. When I look at Zimbabwe's landscape, not a lot of artists cross those bounds of singing in different languages.
Right. Nona chigo mkoma mai. Kana tichiimba nendimi dzakasiyana, tinenge tichiitira kuti vanhu vanzwisisa kuti tiri vanhu vamwe, asi munotombosiyana. Izvezvi so munonzi Maikove, asi munogona chindevere munogona. Handiti ndinonzi Njabulo Maibongwe Mukoma, asi ndiri kutaura nechishona. Asi munotombosiyana, azvirevi kuti munhu uyu akakosha kupfuura munhu uyu kana tichitaura nechimwe chirudzi. So basically, in Kudumayla, you know, Bemfunu ukwenza imusic yokuthi umuntu wonke engaba involved kubamba nesimuntu wonke ngoba what we experience every other day is that people can sing in Yoruba and we still love the vibe. People can sing in Congolese and we still love the vibe. We still remember Femi Kuti, Yondo Sister, all those people who sang in languages that we didn't understand, but we enjoyed. Music is a universal language. And Jonathan Moyo once told me in his office one time, when he was in office, when he was there, because he's such a music enthusiast. Mm-hmm. Said something that has always stuck in my mind for a while. Not that I didn't know, but it was the truth of it. How he said, music is melody. Mm-hmm. Loko, these are kuruma anything, but music is melody. Mm-hmm. And that's something that you will hear in every song. Mm-hmm. It's the melody that matters. You know, it's not to uti no muntu lo, right? Like I tell you, ngani bugela gumbe uvanchok. I'm amazed. I don't understand some of the things they say, but I'm amazed. I'm like, there's so much passion, there's so much energy. You can't replicate this.
Right.
You can't find it anywhere else. Mm-hmm. You know. It's amazing. So my issue is the reason why I sing in the three languages that I can speak fluently is because I just feel like people need to stop being tribalist for nothing. You don't just become racist or tribalist when you're a child. I'm happy that my music managed to put together people, especially when Coco came out.
Right.
It was hard to say, we don't like this song because it's Shona, or we don't like this song because it's the village. The song was representing everyone internationally at the same time. I remember Nigerians claiming it. I remember South Africans claiming it, saying, this is for me. It's been on a number of playlists. It was hard to ignore the fact that you are Zimbabwe because of the languages that are in there.
Right.
It was hard. So you had to defend your nationality, regardless of tribe, because the song makes you proud.
Titan, Anzimu Koko. It was really awesome hanging out with you, Bapo. Thank you so much for joining us. Moria Zimbabwe, you heard there from Titan and Jabulo Nkomo. Today, he was highlighting, looking back at 2020. Those are some of the hits that Titan has generated over the years. Mukoko, you heard him also talk about his song with Sunny Makalima that he released this year. Moria Zimbabwe, Tipewa Maondre, plus 1-202-465-0318. But now, as we move forward from Titan, earlier on, I also promised you, Moria Zimbabwe, Nanta Wuselo, okay, to be giving you, our listeners, an opportunity. Uchilibi Yelele is Shobo Labangani, which of Mo Moria Zoka, Ama Neshamwari, Mu Uchiba Shuirao, Kisimusi, Yakanaka, Negoreja, Rakanaka. So let's head over to some of the callers and before we move over with the conversation and introduce our other artists that were joining. Pano, Pachonga, Chibichiba Chidiki. Let's head over to the callers first.
My Magadi pa studio imiva pakuri vechirongwa ndokukwa chimose ndodo kushuvira chimose inofadza negoreja kumuri yangu kumudzimai wangu Linda Kamoto nevana vangu vanochi Rachel Precious na Spencer ini baba advice damu ndiri muno mujoni South Africa ndoda kuvashuvira vave nechimose ne goreja rakanaka sezvo tisiri kukwanisa kunge tiritose pakrisimusi nokuda kwekuti mabasa achanga achitimanikidza kunge tichishanda nepazororo inongoshuvirawo zvakare mhuri yezimbabwe kuti ive nekrisimusi ive nenyiye nemhuri yecabin crew avo vatsigiri vasuluman chimbetu zvinovashuvira kuti vave nekrisimusi yakanaka negoreja rakanaka ichingoti heya heya.
Sanibona igama lami ulason chavuza ngithanda ukubingelela ubaba wami uSimon Sithambe esigabeni semakhaya enkaya ngimbulisa ngithi khisimusi elihle baba nomama ngisuke lapho ngigijimele ngaphetsheya komfula ngibulise ubabekazi umahanani ngithi mnyaka omusha babakazi ngekhisimusi elihle sohlangana ngomnyaka ozayo ethi 2020 kunzima ukuthi sihambe sehle siye emakhaya ngesimo lesi sikhona imfomo nembandela ilokho ngene COVID-19 kunzima ukuthi sihambe siye emakhaya.
Muri eZimbabwe muri kuzvinzwira ka Christmas yasvika, Christmas yasvika, ikhisimusi sifikile. Now let's head over to another artist that we reached out, international star from Gondi to Zethunga. But he's now well known across the whole continent. Ubekezela Nkomo. Ubekezela recently released a song called Uluju, and we reached out to him to hear more about the song, but also just look back at the year 2020 to hear with you how were things for Ubekezela. Muri Zimbabwe, lakukusitela umbono wenu. You can text us on WhatsApp on +1 202 465 0318.
I was forced out of my comfort zone because I think I was under a record label and I was now a bit too comfortable. You know, I was like that woman who stays in an abusive relationship, you know, just because she gets the money or she gets the good life. I was like that, you know, whereas Motherland were no longer really serving me that much. You know, they benched me for a long time. I would watch others, artists being prioritized, whilst I would sit there. But just because if I don't work, they will give me a loan to pay my bills at the end of the day. I sort of enjoyed that toxic relationship, you know. But as the lockdown hit, they stopped that and said, hey, we are also closing office. We can't help you with loans or any rent, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they are true. I mean, the reality struck that, okay, now I've got no one. I've got to make it out on my own. Mm-hmm. So I quickly stepped out of the comfort zone and I decided, hey, you know, office rent or house rent. I was like, okay, let me turn my house into an office.
I'm wondering about the financial standpoint. What's it been like being not being able to be on the road, not being able to do the gigs and so forth? What's it been like?
Tough. You know, tough. I mean, during the first weeks, it was that tough because we were not prepared. We didn't have any savings. We didn't have nothing because we were used to that, you know, hand-to-mouth type of a thing, but, you know, and then COVID was like, all right, we'll see about that. So it was really hard because now we did not know any other way of making money than bookings, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember at one point going live on Instagram and asking for donations, you know, and saying, guys, you used to come to our shows. I mean, just, it's not different. I'm going live now. Here is my number. Put in some e-wallets.
Right.
Put in some cash sends. And people were there for us. They loved us, and they did put in some money. I remember the first time I made 1,000 rand, and I was able to buy
groceries because we needed groceries, like the basics. We needed the basics. But look, I mean, as we hardened and started, adapting, we started learning this online thing. And then I managed in around June, June 27, I scored a corporate gig with Kingdom Blue Life Insurance. They were turning 6 years. And it came by coincidence. They just called me and said, hey, we've always worked with you. Hey, man, like, we would want you to perform at our online thingy, you know. And I was like, my condition is that, you know, you give me the gig, I do it for you. They're like, oh, sure, if you want to do it for us. Actually, we don't know how to get hold of Zahara. And then I had Zahara on my phone. Like, yeah, then we want Musa. And then I've got Musa on the phone. Like, can you get Derita? I'm like, can you get Master KT? Like, everyone that they wanted were my friends. So I was like, okay, you know. So, and then it ended up becoming a tender because I ended up providing, you know, the sound, the stage, the lighting.
That's really awesome, Buffo. I do want to delve into the music. You've had two notable projects that came out this year, well, three, including Pumelela. The first one is Makhumalo with Uberetha. That
one
was really awesome. I was like, oh man, this is really awesome. And then, of course, the year closer, Uluju. Tell me a little more about these songs.
There was this song that I'd written. Initially, it had said, when Mashadi. And mostly for me, I'm inspired by real life situations, and if I'm writing about a woman, it means that I've seen an actual woman somewhere, you know.
Right.
Yeah, some people shouldn't hear this. But because they just know that I just write from inspiration. But yes, the actual inspiration is actual, you know,
actual
girl. Yes. So I've seen this girl, I mean, and she actually is a radio personality, and she had interviewed me,
mm-hmm.
and I just loved her, you know, and I just found myself rhyming, and, you know, and so I then sort of played it, you know, in passing for Uberetha. She stopped the pot and came rhyming and said,
that's
you know what, that's the one. And she grew a bit jealousy. She was like, okay, Asuselo Mashat is Faget Makumalo. So that's how it ended up. Like. So that is how, in essence, it ended up being Makumalo.
Makumalo. Such an amazing song by Begezela and Uberetha. Zulukandaba, if you're tuned in right now, you're tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection. Joining us, Gushelo Lefilabatakulayo, Pano Pachongwachelo Chemesh, Iki Begezela. You heard him talking about the making of Makhumalo, a song by, once again, two powerful Zimbabweans making international waves, Begezela and Uberetha. Zulukandaba, let us head over to this amazing song, Makhumalo, Begezela featuring Uberetha featuring Begezela. And when we come back, we'll hear more from Begezela.
Makhumalo, must be just a
while talking of videos, I now want to move on to Uluju, another one where I was like, hey, this video, young child, I was like, this man showcases his tradition. It was so beautiful. Let's talk about the motivation behind that video. In Tazuling and Bella, I was like, this is really awesome.
Well, I think if you look at it, it's connected to Makhumalo, you know, because I went back to Indela okwaku khonjiswa nayo amadala.
No, this one I didn't meet any woman. This one, for the first time, actually, this woman was, a figment of my imagination, really. It wasn't a particular woman, but it was a particular method of Ukshela to say, have you seen how easy it is these days to get a woman? Once you get her WhatsApp number, it's done. When I designed the script, I did the script writing, I did film and video, I did, you know, camera works, angles, I did dance, so I brought all of that because I did creative arts, communications and multimedia, but then decided to major in sound, you know, so I brought all those hidden, you know, elements that I never showcased into one, you understand?
Uluchu, currently sitting at over 100,000 views, and this is in the space of a week, Muriel Zimbabwe, right now as you speak, over 108,000 views on YouTube, Vegazella's first project as an independent artist. This is amazing. Let us head over to let me show you this video that we've been talking about. Such an amazing video showcasing beautiful Mthwakazi Nguni culture. Muriel Zimbabwe, Uluchu by Vegazella. Looking at your journey in 2020 as we head over, we're already staring down 2021. What's next for Vegazella? We know that, you know, 2020 has already been a bad year in terms of gigs and so forth and so forth. But as we stare down 2021, what's next?
I thought of an idea and it all started flowing. Things started coming up. I mean, these aprons are actually sold out. If you know, we had only made 52. They are all sold out, you know. Given that I had no shows, all the shows were cancelled and I had to come to Botswana, you know, and I was driving, how I drove, border charges and fuel, toll gates and all of that. It was through these aprons. So, I'm building up a media company as well called Witchcraft Media. Mm-hmm. Not witchcraft or lawyer, but as in witch. As in witchcraft, you know, your craft is broadcasting, my craft is, you know, physical performance, live performance, your craft is writing. Witchcraft are you into?
You know what's really excited me as I look at your journey is the way that you have uplifted each other as Zimbabwean artists, as Vulawayo artists. It was really beautiful, especially that was my first thought when I watched Umakumalo and I listened to the song. I was like, these are two powerful Bulawayo acts together showcasing the world. You know, Uparamisa Abani from Zimbabwe was really beautiful. And hearing you talk about Upesi, that's another beautiful thing. It's really amazing. And I hope, Uti, you know, it's work that continues through and through and through.
Vegazella,
for joining us. Hello, Patrick. What should you be speaking? What's the other connection? The Lami Umaikove so far. Zuluga never sees a couple of Titans. Kambuita Oka, Urukuro, now Vegazella. Both of them, funny enough, I'm only realizing it now. I have the last name, Nkomo. All right, Muriel Zimbabwe, get in the Mberi Nechirongwa. Let's hear Ubuti. Abadale Libatini.
Merry Christmas Hello, hello, Studio 7. Ujabulani Nkathi Nhloza manje esithenzisini koBulawayo. Ngifisela bonke abangaziyo. Khisimusi enhle lo mnyaka omuhle ozayo. Ngifisela abantu abami nonkosikazi wami abasegoli uPalisa, iLasti Boni, uSamukele, uManxube, nomama wabo uPamela Mpofu, bonke abasegoli. Ngayimgewu yonke abantu bakithi asebadliwa igoli abasegoli abangasafunda ukuza emakhaya. Bafisela impilakahle ukuthi komunye umnyaka baye bakhumbula ukuthi bangabuye bazohlala phansi. Yo, le goli yaziyachithela ilizwe lakithi bo. Abantu abeze emakhaya. Ngifisela uNgoqo, umngani wami wasematopo, naye osedliwe igoli. Losikotshi, umngani wami, labo bonke nje. Abangaziyo ngithi hayi madoda ozane emakhaya ningakhaleli imizi ozane emakhaya.
Haleluya, haleluya makadini komose muri yeZimbabwe kwamuri matsima nenyika anokwasa ndimfundisi moyo. Haiwa ndirongoti kuvana vese Zimbabwe kwamuri kokose ngative nezoro rakanaka reChristmas kuna nababa nanamai vanasekuru nanambuya nevana namukomana nasisi ngative neChristmas yakanaka uye futi zvichengetedze nguva dzose kunyanya vechidiki. Tinokurudzira kuti ngatizvibatei nenzira yakanaka nokuti zvati kune dambudziko redenda rechirwere coronavirus tisagona kufamba pose pose tifambe taka chengetedza kuti chirwere ichi chikuramba chiwanda chiramba chienda kumberi hachina kugara chambomira. Saka zvinhu zvakakosha kuti pakupemberera kwatinoita Christmas ngatigonei kuzvichengetedzawo zvino upenyu hwedu tisagona zvekufarira zvinodhaka asi ngatifare tiri muna Kristu Jesu nokuti anotida. Tirishuvira futizve kuti mupinde mugore ra2021 murudo nemutsitsi dzaJesu weNazareta uye futi zvichikurudzira kuti vabereki vose ngatigonei kufadza vana vedu nezvishomo zvatinowana uye futi zvavana baba ngatifadzei zvemhuri dzedu duni zvatinowana zvishoma izvozvo tisagona kuvavharira kunze kana kushungurudzana. Ngatione tiri vanhu vanowirira nokudanana mukati medzimba. Christmas izuva rakanaka, izuva rerudo, izuva rine zvinokosha. Zvatinowana izvo zvishoma ngatigone kusheerana. Tinongotenda tichiti Mwari kudenga kutire zvakanaka, kukomborerei. Ichaza Jehovha Mwari dzigare munemi. Tinoti dai tinokushumira 2020 yakanaka ine rudo netsitsi nebudi rochiti amen.
Merry Christmas.
Amen, amen, amen. Mfundisi, Merry Christmas to you too. Merry Christmas kwa muri. Muri ya Zimbabwe. Chirongwa D Connection. Mwine ni Mike Ove. Tufamba beri nebora. Muri ya Zimbabwe. Shukupembera our third anniversary. Chiri chose. Pano kwa chirongwa chedi cheme chidiki. Now the next artist I'm going to introduce. Musakula yo. Young guy from Ubuntu Kizatunga. This is K, multi-award winning artist who has had hit singles, not just locally but internationally recently. He had a song that featured on an artist called Junkie Daniels and a Vintage Culture, Abantu, who are from Brazil. So guys, we'll hear the song called Happy. Let's head over to an interview that I had with Mrs. K as we catch up. And here we'll see how did 2020 go for him.
Ni lo ara wazukuti mina nyamuna lumu kana zese vangano nomala sei besa kulala mdande kana nzidi ndomtela ndomtela sei besa kulala mdande yawadinga nyawasela mama haya balega
mama nyawadinga nyawasela. Hi Mike, thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. 2020 has been a year of ups and downs. With the COVID-19 pandemic, you know, we could not as artists go out and perform for audiences like we usually do. But yes, there's been ups as well for me because I managed to release a lot of good music that reached a lot of people, a lot of collaborations with both international and local artists. And I managed to also win awards. You know, it has been a good year. It has been a good year.
So 2020 was a very tough year for Abantu Abaningi, artists included. I think it's not a hidden thing, which a lot of artists make their money mainly off gigging. And so with the lockdowns that happened, a lot of artists could not gig. Which begs the question, especially in Zimbabwe, I know you guys were not performing and so forth. Some people started resorting to online gigs, but even then, the revenue is not the same. So I am curious, Bapo, what was 2020 like for you financially as an artist?
Yes, the COVID-19 pandemic has really affected me as an artist because not being able to go out there and perform really meant that I was not able to earn as much as I would usually have earned had I been able to go out there and entertain crowds and get that money.
Nonetheless, you've had a very, very busy year, MCSK. You collected awards, you topped charts, you released a lot of hit singles this year, both locally and internationally. Could you tell us a little more about that? Let's talk music here. Tell us more about what the year 2020 has been like for MCSK when we talk about music.
Yeah, I've been very busy when it came to releasing singles and doing features this year. Ngawuzomoya Wami with AwaQ and Mzo 7 was really born last year when me and AwaQ started having a conversation about doing a song together. I'm really glad that I got to work with both AwaQ and Mzo 7, really talented artists, amazing artists. And then, yes, I did a number of collaborations in December with Shoemaker, Spelly Moya with Asaf. And me and Asaf also did Back to December, something for December, just for everyone to have fun and enjoy. And, yes, I am happy. I did happy with Fancy Inc., Drunk Daniels, and Vintage Culture, Brazilian artists. And the song is really doing well with a lot of streams on Spotify and iTunes and Deezer, as well as a video that we have that's on YouTube with over 2.7 million views. Amazing story is that I met Drunkard Daniels last year through a friend of mine called KOT, who produces music from here in Bulawayo, based in Kwabalanda. So he and Drunkard Daniels were collaborating on producing a beat. So once that instrumental was done, they then wanted vocals. That's when he suggested that let's work with this guy called Mrs. K. And that's how my relationship with Drunky Daniel started.
Over 2.7 million views, Zulugandaba, on YouTube. Big ting, Wagwan. That's a very, very big ting. Congratulations to Mrs. K. Congratulations to Drunky Daniels. Congratulations to Vintage Culture. What a team. What an achievement. 2.7 million views in such a short space of time, Zulugandaba. That's a very, very big thing. Congratulations. But speaking of happy, Zulugandaba, namhla kuhlelo siyathokoza. We are happy. Let us hear some of this music that Mrs. K is talking about. Happy. Vintage Culture, Drunky Daniels, Mrs. K. Let us hear more.
How many times has your heart been broken? How many times has your trust been stolen? I see pain in your eyes when you talk about your life. I understand where you're coming from, why you're so afraid of that. But baby, I'm different. This time will be different. Say goodbye to the sadness. I will be your joy in this lonely world. I will be your joy if you let me, let me, let me. I can make you
happy by Funky Inc., Drunky Daniels, Blower's very own Sizzy K. Ay, Zulugandaba, if you let me, let me, let me, Aisha, I can make you happy. Oh man, what a hit single, man. This is really awesome. Congratulations, Sizzy K. Whilst we're still speaking on the music here, what's next? What are we talking about in 2021? What can people expect?
2021 is going to be the year that you'll think, hey, this guy does not sleep. I've got more collaborations on the way. Most of the album is ready, so that's going to be finished in 2021, and then we're going to drop an album in 2021.
Yeah, bafo siyabuzwa ngempela sithintene udaba lolu ngolimi luka mama ngiyamafishane ngamafishane. Awuphosela amazwi akho kubalaleli ubachasisele ukuthi umnyaka ka 2020 uhambe njani for umsizi K. Bese ubatshela phela ukuthi abafisa ukuthola ulwazi oluthile mayelana nengoma zakho kumele bayephi ukuze baxhumane lapho.
Umnyaka ka 2020 ubunzima, iqiniso lonke ukuthi umnyaka ka 2020 ubungathambanga, kodwa kunjalo siyabonga ukuthi khona even lama challenges lawa ekhona nganelisile ukukhipha izingoma ezimnandi. Siyabonga ukuthi abantu bazijabulele ingoma lezi esizikhiphileyo, Ungawuzi Umoya Wami, lokuthi nje abantu bavotile and we won an award, yabona. Kutsho into eziningi kakhulu kithi ukuthi umnyaka lowo awuzange ube ngumnyaka ukuthi sikhaleka kuphela sike sajabula futhi yabona
ngempela 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 sike sajabula in actual in fact we're still celebrating for ababa we're still celebrating ke December 1st ke December ikhiphe nosisifikile. But speaking of December, Msabeko Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, let us turn up a little bit to a song by Mrs. K, ASAP, and Mawiza. But let's take it back to December.
Back to December. This is my class weather. Four clouds for the blessed. Back to December. Valentina's young vendor. I want to know about Chella. Back to December. Valentina's young vendor. I want to know about Chella. Give Nandi Botwa. It's a vibe, it's a telephone. Lead. Give Nandi Botwa. Chill up, pull up, don't pull the up. Yeah, we are wild and free. Too much sauce, it's all that quick trade.
Chill up, we're young, wild, and free. Back to December, Mawiza, Mrs. K, ASAP, such an amazing song. Sikuhlelo the connection lilami uMike Hobe mthwakazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle okwamanje sisaxoxa lo Msizi K Thukwenrambeli sithi kurukura na Msizi K muimbo wechidiki aiwa Bulawayo's very own. Mfoka baba, unfortunately time is about to wrap up for us here. Kodwa singakagqibi ingxoxo yethu, please let the people know where they can find out more if they're looking to get in touch with Msizi K or listen to more of his amazing music.
All my music is available online on music stores as fana labo iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, ikhona njalo kubo YouTube, ikhona yonke indawo nje online music ka Msizi K. And you can also find Msizi K online on Facebook Msizi K, on Twitter Msizi K, on Instagram Msizi K, labana ba ku TikTok khona Msizi K. I appreciate all the love and support. Thank you, everyone.
Msizi K, ngawuzumoya wami. Shout out to Msizi K for joining us. Pano, pachongwa chelu cheme chipiki. Shout out to Msizi K for joining us. Lapa, uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Msakazo muhle sesiyafika emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Asithi sakusaphezela urukuru wenu. Ringaindibebathiyeleli mwe mukana wokumhoresa hama neshamwari. Tobva tapedza chirongwa chelu cheme chipiki, chirongwa chanhasi. Ngatinzwe kuti vateereri vari kuti chii nenyaya yeChristmas uyezve gore dzva.
Salbonani kwafaka zabahle abathandekayo lapha na Studio 7 okhulumayo ngusonfana umoyo ophindi ukhuluma seJohannesburg ngithanda ukufisela isihlobo zonke ezakophindi entepe emawane lapha nje sibifisela iChristmas omuhle. Nathi nje sinethemba ukuthi singapha kwele South Africa sizaba loKhisimusi omuhle nje loba nje singakwazanga ukuthi siyehle siye emakhaya mphana ngendaba zikakhovono lo okhona ehlasela umhlaba wonke.
Kwaziwayo bashamarari weStudio 7 ini ndinoitwa taura echinyanganya pa South Africa apa. Ndinodawo kukwazisa mane shamwari dziri kuZimbabwe nichikushuvira iChristmas negore dzva rakanaka. Zvinhu zvakaoma nokuda kwecoronavirus asi tinongoshuvira kuti zvishoma zvamunenge mawana izvozvo. Ngatifarei tichiziva kuti ramangwana tinenge tichiri vapenyu tisanyanya kufarisa. Nokufamba kwenguva tinoshuvirawo kuti nyika yedu ichazova nyika yakanaka tikararamawo tiri pamwe chete nemhuri. Tatenda.
Vateereri, Khisimusi isifikile. Aiwa muri Zimbabwe, aiwa. Merry Christmas and a happy new year. Sasuka from a Puma Chirongachi and Asmuris Mapu Sakamu says, speaking Emma Petzel and Wotelu to Babasa Kulayo. Once again, happy anniversary to you all 3 years together. I'm super, super excited. And I look forward to more years with you all, Muria Zimbabwe. Sakamu says, Zimbabwe, Merry, Merry Christmas. Bye bye.